people literally carry you through.
Yeah.
They got fucking sparklers. They're cheering your name. You put your name on your jersey. And then, like, I was just, like, riding one wave, riding another wave, riding another wave. Check, check. We good?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Something Went Wrong with Vinny. Back again for another special episode here with Mike Figgs.
Happy to be here. What's up, Vin?
Mike Figgs. You got the Mets jersey on today. Representing.
You know me. Flip-flopper.
The Yankees are done, right? Or yeah, they're about to be done.
No, they're done.
They're done.
Yeah, it was heartbreaking. Patty was there. It was very sad.
Okay. Well,
it's
LA this time. But more importantly, I am doing this episode. It's going to be a special post New York City marathon episode. I ran the marathon yesterday, so I wanted to get in the studio right away just to give all of my thoughts and debriefs about it. It was crazy. I got the medal on.
Look at that.
You're impressed by this shit, right?
It's brolic. I hear it hitting the wood.
Yeah, you want to feel it?
Yeah, of course I want to feel it. Thanks, bro. It's heavy.
There's no chocolate in there.
Oh, damn it. I tried to squeeze it. I put my thumb in the middle,
yeah.
Hoping that it
would. Mike almost took a bite out of it.
That's solid, man. That is solid.
Yeah, so I'm like kind of just like coming down off of the high, I guess, or not even a high, just like coming down off of the experience, because mm-hmm. It's such a wild experience to do.
You sat down and I heard you.
Ugh. Yeah, I'm walking like an up-and-coming artist that just left a Diddy party right now. Really bad.
You're walking like Mills. Who's like Mills? Meek Mills.
Who calls him Mills?
I don't know. I thought you would know. I thought you'd be like, yeah.
Well,
I thought
that was
cool.
The original joke, and I didn't want to specify it, because I like...
You're walking like Bieber.
Okay, I'll take Bieber, because I'll probably never work with Bieber, but Meek Mill, I feel like I've been to a party with him before, so, but yeah, an up-and-coming artist of anybody, but
damn.
Yeah, I'm walking, I'm sore, but I'm okay. It's not as bad as I thought, like the next day kind of soreness, but yeah, it was crazy. I mean, basically, like, I had the flu, like, 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And that really fucked with my training, and it was right up against the training. So of course it puts it in your head, like, can I do this? Because even though I'm recovered from the flu, I still missed the training that's supposed to get you to the marathon, you know? And there was a lot of like training that went into it. It was a bunch of long runs, but it was also sleep training. Mm-hmm. I had to train myself this week to get up at like, because I had to leave my house at 4 a.m.
Oh, wow.
No, I leave my house at 5 a.m. I had to wake up at 4 a.m. So I'm used to going to bed, doing comedy, going to bed at like fucking 2 in the morning and shit. And little by little, I like one day I woke up at 7, then 6, then 5, mm-hmm. and then eventually 4. And that was the most important part to me. I was able to get the good night's sleep. And then once I had the sleep, I was like, okay, I'm ready to do this. But I had to do that training along with the running training. And then I got there, and I did it with the New York Roadrunners, and they had like the VIP experience, mm-hmm. where you take a bus and you go. There were a couple celebrities in the tent.
Okay.
Jennifer Connelly.
Nice.
You know who that is?
It's very familiar.
She's been in all the fucking epic movies. She was just on a TV show called Dark Matter.
Okay.
Not Dark MAGA. Be careful.
Hold on.
You see the dark
Connelly.
They're like,
oh yeah, she's stunning. She is, right? Love Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah.
Oh, she was married to Bruce Willis, right?
Labyrinth. No, that was Demi Moore.
Okay, whoops.
Close. She's been in Fire.
Oh yeah, she was in Labyrinth with David Bowie.
Yeah.
Wow.
She was in a movie called The House of Sand and Fog. You ever see that one? You should watch that. That's an epic movie.
Really?
Like, underrated film, yeah.
Okay.
But she was there, she was chilling. Everyone's kind of just like, no ego. Casey Neistat was there.
Were people nervous? Kind of like,
oh. Everyone's nervous. So I like, the human comes out in everybody.
Yeah.
No one's like more important than the other, because you're all just like about to do this crazy thing. And we started on Staten Island, but like you're only on Staten Island for 1 second. And you start at like this, you know what Fort Wadsworth is?
Mm-mm.
there's like an army base on Staten Island.
Okay.
You know, in case that's where you want to be when shit goes down. All the fucking Goombas, they're going to be at the army base with fucking...
I hate you to Semolina.
Bazookas with Gabagool.
Yeah, Gabagool.
Bah, bah, bah.
Fresh mutts, everybody's getting...
Yeah, so it was surreal, like, starting in Staten Island, because, like, no one's ever been there, but... And then I ran over the bridge, and I was like, oh, my God, I've been on this bridge a million times.
That's what I was going to ask you. So you started in Staten Island.
Yeah.
Did you end in Staten Island?
No, you end in Central Park.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you go up through Brooklyn. Brooklyn was amazing. I want to thank, like, everybody that came out. Like, I never ran in a marathon before, and I never attended a marathon before. I didn't know, like... how special it was. It's more special for like the spectators.
Yeah.
They make like a whole thing out of it. It's like, you know, going to a Yankee or a Met game. It's like tailgating. They're having a party.
Wow.
And they're all holding signs, right? So like I put my bib number for people to track me. And like I thought people were just going to be like kind of tracking me on their phone.
Uh-huh.
But they were there. They came out to see me.
Whoa.
Like every borough would have someone holding a Vinny sign.
That's awesome.
And like giving me that energy that I needed to carry me through. And I didn't think that was going to happen. I thought that was going to be, you know, like.
Can they touch you? Like give you fives? Or they?
I was fucking, I'm releasing by the time this comes out, I would have already released a TikTok about it. I show like the whole experience.
Yeah.
And you're going to see like the energy was crazy.
You had a camera guy running with you?
No, I had my running coach.
Oh,
but
okay.
He's like, so it's shout out to Coach Jay. But he's so nasty with running that like he could record you and like it's nothing.
Yeah.
He had like all like my snacks and my goos and everything. Like he was holding it on him.
Nice.
So if I'm ever like, yo, I need water, he like goes and gets the water for me.
Nice.
And like he catches up to me. It's insane. So definitely if you ever want to like run
goos.
A marathon. Yeah. Goo is like a gel.
Like the kids, like what kids have.
Yeah.
Where it's like the little plastic tops, like apple. You...
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay.
But it's
for men. There's like electrolytes and
big
like, yeah. I was just drinking a little Capri Sun.
Just like a
little Danimal, whatever the fuck they're called.
Yeah.
Nah. So yeah, it was amazing having like that guy to guide you and my pace ended up being insane. I ended up doing it in 4 hours and 19 minutes, which is, I think, pretty rare or pretty good for a first-time marathoner.
They give you a sheet and show you where your standings are?
Yeah, so the bib is tracking you.
Okay.
The bib. And you have your official time after. And the thing is like, when I was training, I always ran, like, for the long runs, like, an 11-minute mile or 12-minute mile. Yesterday, like, every mile was, like, under 10. It was, like, 9:30, 9:10. Because I didn't want to look at my watch, mm-hmm. so I was just keeping up with him.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't look at my watch once, and I was just following him. I have no idea at the end how I was still running a 9-minute mile. It felt like I was fucking shot in the legs.
Whoa.
But I was just like keeping up with him, and he did such a good job of like just little by little picking up his pace, so I had to stick with him. And like the difference between training and the actual marathon is like when you're doing the training, you know, you try hard, you make sure your form is good, you kind of start to dig deep. But like with the marathon, like this is it.
Mm-hmm.
So you give it everything that you fucking have. And like, I can't explain it. It stops being about the form. It stops being about your arms. Cause you keep thinking of how can I keep doing this? How can I go faster? Should I eat something? But then eventually it just becomes like, you just give yourself like a force, like someone's pushing you in the back. Like you're just like bullying your way through like a crowd. And like you just like keep propelling forward. And that's the shit that you don't have during training.
Mm.
During training, you don't have that extra like
pressure
and motivational force. Like someone's literally like it comes from your chest.
Yeah.
It doesn't come from like any of your legs or anything. It comes from just like, you know what I mean? And then some people, they have to be careful because when the people are cheering you on from the sidelines and shit, like you don't want to like, cause they can get you so hype that you fucking bust your nut too early because they get you mad hype. So you're like, yeah, let's go. But then it's like, okay, that's mile 7 and you still have 20 to go.
Jeez.
So for me though, I was like, fuck that. I'm using it. I used every wave of motivation, and I was like, I'll worry about the last miles later.
Yeah.
And I just kept doing that, like one motivation. That's why the people literally carry you through.
Yeah.
They got fucking sparklers. They're cheering your name. You put your name on your jersey. And then, like, I was just like riding one wave, riding another wave, riding another wave. And then, again, this is like an homage to the people and to New York that makes it so epic. And I had no idea. Like, people just like, there's like random guys just come out of their house and they just like cheer for people.
It's awesome.
I would have never like thought to do that. You know
what
I mean?
That's exciting, man. That's crazy.
Yeah. So I had a bit about it that, I guess I'll just say, because I'll never say it because it only works for New York, but I was going to be like in Staten Island, I'll have like an Italian girl holding a sign for me. And then in Brooklyn, I'll have like a hipster girl like handing me kale chips.
Yeah, yeah.
And then in Queens, I'll smoke hookah with a stripper.
Yeah, nice.
And then the Bronx, eat an empanada. And then I'll finish in Manhattan in Central Park with kissing my boyfriend.
Nice, nice, nice.
You know?
Nice.
So I'll be here all week, guys, at the stand. So yeah, so it was pretty epic. And the most so afterwards, I finished in like record time. I've never did that before. And I didn't think I was going to end like that. But then by the end of it, because I ran more miles than I ever had, faster than I ever had, I was literally like walking. I couldn't even walk down a flight of steps. Like, they were holding me to go down the flight of steps. And then when I got home, it was like I fucking pulled my shorts down.
Yeah.
And it was all blood.
Oh, wow.
From chafing.
That's fun.
Chafing.
What?
Yeah, 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 yeah. What'd you think it was from? My asshole? Nah.
My boyfriend at the finish line.
Yeah. It's such a park. That's why Mike's here.
Dude, you were chafing? You didn't put no special...
I did. It's no match for the marathon. Like, the marathon, like, everything hurts. Everything is gross. Like, you're using porta potties and you're slapping hands with people. Then you're eating a cookie and then you're fucking just like drinking water. Like, it's disgusting.
So,
and everyone just leans in. Everyone just accepts, like, it's disgusting.
People were handing you cups. So you're like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
cracking a cup and running.
The official people.
Like, did you stop at all?
Never. That's what made my time so good. And like, what actual marathoners do, our plan was to stop.
Yeah.
Everyone's plan is to stop.
It's and like, walk or just kind of actually. Stop.
No. Walk and then run and then walk and then run. Gotcha. Because at the end, it's like I have nothing left in me. And like, I was like, yo, I'm not stopping. If I stop, I'm not going to fucking start again. You know?
So you were in flow state.
I was in flow state. Exactly. And I was putting myself in flow state. I was like, this is it. Just fucking just boom, 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 boom. Thank God, no injuries. Like, because you, along the way, you see people get injured and they just like grab something. It's like they get shot in the ass.
Shit.
They're like, oh, fuck. And then they have to like just go off and recover and shit.
Yeah.
And thank God that didn't happen to me. And the weather was nice. Like, all the elements were in my favor.
Yeah.
I
want to ask you about recovery, but first I want to ask you, when you passed the finish line, how did you feel?
Honestly, like, I want to say it was, like, this euphoric, like, oh, my God, I did it. Because, like, when you're training, you think, like, passing that finish line is going to be, like, this most amazing feeling. But it was so hard that when you pass it, you're just, like, it's like... Along the way, passing those miles feels better.
Yeah.
But then, like, that's just your last mile.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah, I can't explain it. It's just like, okay, that was just another fucking mile. That fucking sucked. Get me a water. Get me to a shower. Get me, you know what I mean? Like, whatever. Yeah. I think, like, the accomplished feeling comes, like, after.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? It comes, like, a little bit after the fact. But no, don't get me wrong. I still felt good, but... Just it's so emotionally, physically, everything grueling that you're just like, fuck, like, just, you know, you're not like kissing the ground like this is the greatest experience of my life, you know.
Were you able to, I mean, how many calories do you think you burned? Did you check your
I should check. It was probably like I can check right now. Let's see. You're gonna ask me about
steps.
You're gonna ask me about recovery, right?
I'm curious about, like, did you like immediately go into an ice bath?
Did I immediately get poom poom?
Did you get a little marathon poon?
Wouldn't you like to know?
A little roadrunner.
Look at this.
Puss?
26 mile outdoor run. Oh, they can't see that. But I burned 3,729 calories.
Holy moly, dude. That's a,
that's a whole
day's
pound
worth of food. A whole pound.
That's a whole pound.
That's wild, man.
Yeah, yeah. I actually feel like, oh, so then when I got home, I ordered real pizza.
Nice.
Not fucking, because I usually just eat cauliflower crust now. Because in the city, they have good cauliflower crust places. And to me, like, I like them even better than the real shit.
Yeah, I like cauliflower crust too.
Well, not like you got to do it right. You got to get the bullshit cauliflower crust. That's the good tasting one.
Yeah.
Because there's enough cauliflower to call it cauliflower crust.
Yeah.
They just sprinkle a couple flakes.
Xanax gum and all this bullshit in it. Yeah. You're like, it tastes like Domino's.
Xanthan gum.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Xanax gum, you'd pass out after eating
the name of
the
episode, Xanax gum.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. No, go ahead.
It's a good invention. How come they don't invent Xanax gum? So you could just get sedated slowly. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Pop it on an airplane. Yeah. A lot of people, you know? It's hilarious.
You ever take a Xanax?
Yeah, I have. I don't like it at all.
Yeah. I've never taken a drug in my life, but I have taken a Xanax to where I don't know what it feels like, because it was either to go to sleep or like a little bit on an airplane, but I would get 0.25s of them. Mm-hmm. Those are like the tiniest amount, and I would cut those in half.
Yeah.
So basically I was just doing nothing, right?
No, it'll hit you.
I don't know.
But it didn't make me feel good. It made me feel kind of like more depressed. Like I felt really, really down, too down.
So, but
it's like a mental downer.
Right.
I like Valium. Valium is a physical muscle relaxer.
Oh, okay.
You feel like a baby.
I can use one of those right now.
Yeah, Valiums are awesome.
So you're like all there up there, but your body's just like that?
You feel like a baby learning to walk for the first time. A Valium, you're like, oh, shit. Like,
okay. That's what they were doing in Wolf of Wall Street, right? When they couldn't move.
Or Quaaludes. I don't know.
Oh, those are
maybe Quaaludes. Yeah,
Quaaludes,
which is kind of in the same world. But Xanax is a little bit more like psychosis shit. And it didn't make me feel good. I didn't like it. But.
Yeah, I've never had it.
But I know a guy if you need a Valium.
I've never had it during my waking life, like to where like I know what it even feels like.
Yeah,
you don't need it.
It sucks.
Yeah, no, it's you know, if a doctor, do your research, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I get into enough trouble. Yeah. I got enough fucking problems.
No, I meant you
prefer. Oh, hey. Speaking of being sick, though, when I did have the flu, you ever have the flu?
Yeah, of course. Always. I'm fat. I have a flu every 2 weeks.
Yeah?
I'm always getting sick.
That's just what happens when you eat too many donuts. Talking about the fucking flu.
Too much cauliflower crust from Aldi's. You fucking stuff feel like shit.
Bro, the flu, like, that shit was worse than when I had COVID.
Oh, my God.
All the fucking symptoms hit you at the same exact time. Because, like, when you have a cold, you, like, got a little sore throat. You got a little sniffle. You're like, I think something's wrong with me. And then when you have the flu, you know. Like, just the first night, it's like fevers, flu. I haven't had a fever since I'm, like, a little kid.
Yeah.
You know?
What do you think happened? How do you think you got it?
I don't know. I was at that was after I went to the Nick, when I played in the celebrity game and shit. Double Truck Chocolate Cookie.
Fucking Rizzler.
The fucking Rizzler gave me the flu.
The flu. Because kids always got the flu.
Yeah.
They're always sick. They're always, their nose is always running.
Nah, not the Rizz. Rizzler is the fucking made out of Teflon, bro. You don't think so?
Yeah. All right. Maybe it was someone else.
He don't get the flu. But.
Maybe it was a kid you were dancing with.
Jersey Joe.
The fucking guy.
Jersey Joe.
He gave you the fucking flu.
Yeah. Jersey Joe is cool. that shit was fucking crazy. Anyway, so
damn.
I had to recover from that and blah, blah, blah. So then I
blood.
Got.
Blood. I'm sorry. You said blood. Just, you got to clear this up for me.
Yeah.
Is that blood like in your thigh section? Like you're under, like you're growing, like under your balls kind of? That's where you're taping, right?
It's like the what's it called?
Not the gooch.
The gooch.
You had a bloody gooch?
The gooch and the thighs. I got thick thighs.
You do have thick thighs.
I got like the thighs I would want my girl to have.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what I mean?
Facts.
They rub together. There's no thigh gap here, ladies.
Yeah, that's true.
No thigh gap. I love thighs.
They're the best.
They're the best.
Absolute best.
Because like even if you have like a fat ass, like if you have like really skinny legs and shit, it's you need thighs. Thighs are a good. Thighs are real.
When a woman crosses
her
legs,
you can't teach that.
You can't. The thighs is
torta.
That's the torta.
Yeah.
Tortas are all thighs. They have no torsos. A torta is no torso, all thighs, long black hair, red lipstick. Now we're talking, baby. Now we start.
We got to find that video I sent you. See if I sent it to Pat about the tortas, about the Disney movie that kid did.
Oh, that's hysterical. He's like, this is a movie about a torta. A single mother and she works for whatever. And he did torto coming out next. Torto.
Where is it?
But damn, so you were bleeding. Damn. I'm glad you're okay, man. I'm glad you fucking recovered.
Yeah, I was bleeding. But it was just from like a tiny bit of blood that traveled a little bit.
Yeah, you just made it worse and worse and worse.
I guess. I don't know. I was fucking, everything just hurts. Everything is chapped and chafed and burnt. You know what I mean? It's like fucking.
At the end of the, when you reach
Pat,
the finish
I just sent you something else.
At the finish line, did they have food? Like, yo, come on, eat a hot dog.
Yeah, but I didn't want that shit. They had like pretzels and shit like that. A lot of people drink. Like, I think runners are like kind of, I don't want to say all, but like runners party.
Party, okay.
Because you do so much hard work that you kind of.
You earned it.
Yeah, you could like fuck around and shit. And you just like, at that point, you just want an escape.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not really like that. Like, if I would have drank, people take shots and shit like during the marathon just because they're like, fuck it. I'd be like dizzy on my ass.
Wait, what? They were drinking while they...
Yeah, people on the sidelines, they give out shots.
That's wild.
They give out shots, yeah. And you know, because again, you've done all the training already. The day of, you're just like, you're going full retard.
Yeah.
You're full sending. Yeah, yeah. So you're just like, give me shots. Like, people just fucking go crazy.
Did a lot of people half-ass it? So you said you completed in 4 hours. Were other people, did other people take like 16 hours, kind of like walking, taking their time?
Well, a couple things to that. So the first thing is like, you know what's just as impressive as the people that finish first for me? The people that finish last. Because those people are like, it's like seeing like a heavy person in the gym.
Yeah.
That shit's so inspirational to me because I know how hard it is for that person to do that.
Yeah.
For a fucking out of shape person that like is on a weight loss journey that still weighs like 300 pounds or something, or someone that's fucking 80 years old to run a marathon, that's fucking insane. Yeah. So like and also the longer you have to do it, I get you're taking it easier, but it's harder because you're just out there all day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so they stay out there all fucking day. But then to answer your question, yeah, there are people like I knew this like TikTok girl that was there and she was just like kind of like, she's like, I'm power walking this thing.
Yeah.
And like, you know, she was just kind of doing it like that. And I give her credit too. Power walking for fucking 6-7 hours is fucking insane. But I wouldn't say you can't really half ass it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like if you're, whether you're walking, whether you're fucking bear crawling, whatever the fuck you're doing, it hurts and it's a long time, you know? All right, let's watch the trailer. This kid is, shout out to this guy. We're going to see his thing. But
here we go.
This was hilarious.
She came in last, but she worked hard.
I thought this was real. Oh, we can't hear it in the headphones. All right, guys. Today's show is brought to you by Gobble, a delicious meal prep food company. But this is not your average meal prep. All the menus from Gobble are designed by professional chefs. The meal kits are pre-prepped and planned, but it is gourmet. It is chef-made ingredients, okay? You feel like you're eating at a five-star restaurant in your kitchen, and it's time-saving. You make it in like 15 to 20 minutes because all of the prep work is already done. They sent me the classic beef bourguignon, and it was amazing, okay? It was the best I ever had. Had mashed potatoes, too. Had cipollini onions. It had like a cremini mushroom, red wine glaze thing, rosemary, thyme, butter. Like, I am not buying these ingredients on my own. Usually I'm just making some meat and vegetables. So definitely next level. It's flexible. It's family friendly. There's stuff for kids there too. You pick what you want and then you order it. And then, like I said, it's super easy and simple to make. My favorite is that there's a lean and clean dinner plan because I love high protein, low carb, low calorie meals that are already prepped for me. Because if I'm cooking on my own, chances are that the meals are going to have high calories. But when someone already does all that work for you, you just sit there, it's portioned out, you eat it, you know how many calories you're eating. And like one serving of the beef bourguignon is like 660 calories. That's great. So definitely check it out. I want you guys to see what a difference Gobble will make for your whole household. And right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. You're going to get $120 off across 4 boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/VinnyG. That's gobble.com/VinnyG today for $120 off your first 4 boxes. This offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out. You guys are going to love it. Go to gobble.com/VinnyG today and start eating good.
I mean, it looks, this is so AI, but how adorable. She's adorable, first of all.
This film is inspired by true events as this story follows the story of a single mom in LA as she struggles with her daily life.
Daily life. You can see
her car breaking down all the time because she drives a Nissan Altima and tires are all crazy, which I thought was a nice touch by the directors of this movie.
The music.
Is that, like Ratatouille music? What is that?
Maybe Cheetos, like Up? Or
Up, I think it's Up. I think it's Up.
Which is great. It's very uplifting, right? Because at some point in the movie, you get to see her curving all these guys in her DMs because she has high standards, which I thought was beautiful. And she's beautiful. Look at her. She's so cute. And funny thing is that I spoke with the director after the private screening last night, and I told him a little bit about myself, and he said that he would like to hire me.
All right, you can shut it
off.
Wait, I have a couple questions. So, first of all, a couple of my, you know, Latino friends say torta all the time, so I don't really know, is it like a slur or something? I'm sorry, I'm just like, if I'm really being offensive here, I'm going to keep being offensive, but I don't know if I am or not.
Yeah. Okay. So, my half, you know, I am a half Latino.
Half Rican.
Half Rican, half Italian. Mm-hmm. The first time I heard torta was from your mouth.
Really? When? So
it was out of your mouth. We hung out and you said torta, and then Vinny's saying this offense. I'm just kidding.
I was like, that was the episode. Yeah. With Sierra, when I was talking about the girls that used to come to my yard.
Yes.
Tortas.
Literally, I would probably say like a week before that, I heard it on Instagram or whatever. I heard some guy saying something about tortas. And a torta is a synonym for a chola.
Yeah.
So a cholo is kind of like a gangbanger. Ese way, like, I'm an ese from LA.
Yeah. So the tortas have to be Mexican? Or I feel like it's transcending now.
I think if we're going to just keep it, we're going to keep it, you know, not PC, but we're going to be honest, truthful. Okay. A torta is Mexican because a torta is a Mexican sandwich.
I don't like that. I feel like anyone could be. Oh, a torta is a Mexican sandwich?
A torta is a Mexican sandwich. A torta is think of like a panini. There we go. A torta is a sandwich that has a lot of guacamole and shit inside of it, to be honest.
It kind of does look like a couple of the girls I've
hooked up with. It's a fucking guacamole sandwich. I'm sorry, Vinny. I gotta let loose.
I'm on Reddit right now. It says...
Reddit's the worst. You're going to get porn.
Mexican LA slang. I heard it on a Hulu show. This Fool. I guess there's a show called This Fool.
Yeah.
The guy was saying to his cousin that he needs to work out and no one... Oh, this was the guy asking and says... It's most like another word for a chubby or overweight girl. At least that's my... I've seen a definition where it could be used as slang for a lesbian, but mostly within the Argentinian culture.
No, a torta is a
Chicano slang. Chola is different, though. Chola is like, I feel like a gangster girl.
It's like a gangster
dark
girl.
Dark eyebrows and shit.
With a little fake beauty mark.
Fucking tattoos. Yeah, it'll fucking kill you and shit. Yeah, yeah, it is kind of
hot. With the flannel wrapped around the waist.
Yeah. Like slicked back hair with the fucking, the baby hairs that are like old.
Yeah.
But torta is just like a nice single mother, you know, that just got a little baby weight. That's fire.
Yeah, no, so
we're definitely offending everybody.
Yeah. No. I think it's...
How did we get here?
It's okay to be a torta. It's not. There's nothing wrong with it.
No, it's amazing. I mean, that's my type. We were talking about thighs?
Thighs, yeah, we started with thighs.
Yeah.
Torta thighs, yeah.
Yeah, that's why we love you.
Yep.
Because you got the thick thighs.
People think it's offensive because every time I've had a Mexican girl in the front row and I've said something like tortas or a bunch of them, they laugh and then the whites get a little like...
Yeah.
Kimmy, what does it mean? What is a torta? What is he saying?
White people get offended by everything. White people get offended because I'm friends with a lot of Caribbeans. And on Jersey Shore, like, Nikki is Caribbean, Paulie's girl. Yeah. And, like, I always, like, talk to her in patois. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. I have patois Tourette's. I'm just like, poom, poom. I'm like, me can't bother with this. We're like, me want yam, poom, poom, and batsy. That means I want to eat pussy and ass. And people are like, is this okay? But it is okay because, first of all, there are white people in Jamaica. Like, black is not synonymous with Jamaican. You know what I mean? Like, there are majority there, but there are white people that speak patois too. And also, like, they don't give a fuck. They're not like PC like we are here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You're doing an accent.
No, but they love it. And they also, she was telling me that because they're on the island with a lot of like resorts and everything,
yeah,
they're used to like teaching the fucking dumb.
Yeah.
American tourists had to say.
They're not sensitive. They're strong. They have thick skin.
Yeah.
They have thick skin. They're definitely not sensitive. But do you know who Chet Hanks is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So how do you feel about Chet Hanks? Because somewhere on the Venn diagram is Vinny and Chet.
There will be no...
Oh, that's your boy?
There will be no Chet Hanks slander.
Because he does it better than any of us. He goes in. His patois is fire.
I thought so until I really started to fuck with Caribbean Girls. And I'm like, oh, okay, he's doing what I'm doing. He's just doing like a caricature type of shit. But... he is a talented dude. Like, first of all, Chet Hanks was on the show Shameless.
Oh, really?
As like a real actor. And he like fucking killed it. And I kind of like him. I like what he did on Eric Andre's show. You ever seen
that? Oh, I loved him on Eric Andre. He's hilarious.
Dude, hilarious.
His episode was great.
Or the girl Z-Way. Remember the Chet Hanks on Z-Way?
I think you can pull that up.
It's so fucking...
Every interview he seems like he's in control.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And his song White Boy Summer was hilarious.
White Boy Summer was fire. And he goes like against the grain. Like his dad is like the most famous guy. Yeah. Like he's like his dad is Hollywood, and Chet Hanks is like the exact opposite.
And that's his dad. That's crazy. That's his dad.
Was it speaking Patrick?
Because his brother looks.
The whole island massive. It's your boy Chet, coming straight from that Golden Globes. You know what I'm saying?
Do you feel like you inspired a generation of boys, white boys particularly, to speak in patois?
He definitely did inspire me to do it.
I think I did kind of make the patois accent more like...
Wait, can you fast forward?
He starts to make these
funny noises.
He inspired me.
What happened to this show? Who is this girl? I can never tell what she's doing.
She's on Showtime. I thought she was a comedian, but she's also like a...
She's like satirical. Because like you go on the show, like you kind of know that you're going to be... like made fun of.
Yeah.
Like she's gonna pull up some shit. Like she's gonna be like, oh, so I saw you at
she's like a controversial kind of interviewer.
Yeah, but you kind of know what you're
you
getting
know
into.
That she's gonna she's gonna get a little she's gonna put the fire on
she'll
you.
Be like, oh, so like, you know, I saw you date Latinas and you call them tortas. She's like, why do you hate everybody?
Yeah, then you're gonna be
from another place. You know, I don't know.
Then you're gonna be like my friend. My friend taught me the word,
which is kind of a brilliant art in itself. How long have we been recording? 20, 30? 30. Okay, cool. All right.
Damn, brother.
I think we should pivot because by the time this podcast, I don't know. I was going to say
you teach me because I'm confused. So
I was
going to
say by the time this podcast comes out, we'll have a new president.
Tomorrow we have a new president.
All right, guys, we're taking a quick break from the show to tell you about Manscaped. Love Manscaped. We've been talking a lot about Bush, and I like to keep a little bit of Bush, but also when it gets too crazy, I like to just trim the balls down. Right, Mike?
100%. Get them nice. Get them smooth, you know.
I don't know if gals like Bush. You know, I like a little Bush, but I don't know if the gals like it.
True.
But whatever. You can even just like do a 1.5 down there. You know, it doesn't always have to be crazy. But also, Manscaped just makes excellent products. Like when I open up the box, I feel like I'm buying a new, like just fancy, you know, just music player or something like that.
Yeah.
It has a case to it.
Yes.
And everything is like fucking USB-C charged. And it's just like so state-of-the-art, high-tech. Sometimes I buy these like buzzers from the internet and they just fall apart.
The worst.
But Manscaped is fucking amazing. I use it every day. I use it on my face, not the balls one. That's what I'm getting at. We don't want to use the balls. They've separated it, okay? Because we were using face and balls for a second.
Yeah,
it was bad. So now we got the Beard Hedger and the Lawnmower 5.0. And that's the beard and balls bundle, all right? And guys, if you want 20% off the beard and balls bundle, then you should use my promo code at manscaped.com, okay? So get 20% off free shipping with the code VINNYG, V-I-N-N-Y-G, at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code VINNYG, V-I-N-N-Y-G, at manscaped.com. No more juggling multiple tools or dealing with the subpar results. Just efficient, effective grooming wherever you need it. That is manscaped.com. And we all love discounts, so use my discount, my promo code, and shave your balls. tomorrow we have a new president on Tuesday, November 5th. No, no, no. Wednesday. Election day is tomorrow, November 5th, right? So if it's a landslide, like what happened when Trump beat Hillary, then you'll know that night.
Gotcha.
Right? But then there are other times where it's too close to come in and you know, and you don't know.
That was when George Bush ran, right?
That was like a tie, like Bush versus Gore.
Gore, yeah.
That shit went on for like weeks.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's either like you know, or it goes on too long, gotcha. Or there's like someday in the middle.
And they gotta wait for like mail-in ballots.
Mail-in ballots from
pen pals,
South Dakota.
Shit. Yeah.
To fucking come through.
Handwritten letters. I gotta wait for it.
So I don't know. I think that we'll know in a couple days. I just have a feeling. I might be wrong, whatever. But either way, by next week, we'll have a new president.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, people are scared. They think there's going to a civil war might break out. I don't know. I think, like, I think if Trump wins, I think there'll be a lot of civil unrest. Mm-hmm. But not that much. Like, because I was in L.A. during the Biden-Trump president race, and they were boarding up all the windows in Beverly Hills and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because they, like, that was, like, when, like, all the George Floyd riots, yes, and shit were happening. So I live in a city now. I haven't seen any of that happening. Like, well, usually, yeah, when some shit's about to go down, they start to like board shit up.
There hasn't been a riot. I remember reading about that, how people were surprised during the MSG rally.
There was no protest.
There were no protests.
No, there was no protest. Yeah, yeah. And also, you know, it wasn't called a Nazi rally or anything until after the fact, may I add. But I digress. But no, like there's just not that like civil unrest in the streets. Like you hear it online, there's like wars going on in the comments, but it's not. Watch, we could be wrong, and tomorrow there's like the protest of all protests. They storm the Capitol again.
Biden presses the button, like, I'm gonna press it. Press the red button, it's all over. The nuke is flying. Just fucking, sorry, Vinny, I know it's your worst fear.
Hey, folks,
I was just grab on M&M's. Bang, presses the fucking button.
Come on, guys.
Come on, man. I just should touch my legs, man. You ever see that video? He's like, they used to touch my legs. I used to think that I was like, what? He did. He has a video where he's like in a pool and he's like, oh, I used to go in a pool and all the black kids used to touch my legs. You ever saw that shit, dude? I did.
I was an old one.
I like Biden when he wears his sunglasses. Period.
Yeah.
I'm a visual guy. When he's got, I'm like Top Gun. Yeah, I like it. Cool, yeah. Maverick, baby. Yeah. But then he starts talking about little kids touching his legs and he loses me.
No, the best is when Trump said that he's like, I used to hate this guy. He's like, now I kind of like him.
Yeah. He's like, he called me after he got shot. Biden called him and like checked on him.
Well, also because he's not his opponent anymore.
Yeah. So like, now he's like,
Also like Trump is like anti-establishment. So like he's pissed that the establishment is even taking his opponent down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think people don't realize that it's kind of like wrestling. Like, you know, when we're against each other, we're, I hate this guy. And in the moment it's like, hey, what's up, buddy? Come on, man. You want to get some fucking coffee? Like well, you that's, know, and that's we don't what, people don't but, realize that shit.
But that's why they say like the shit talking they say to each other isn't real.
Yeah.
Because how are you going to call someone like a Nazi and then go sit down with them at dinner? You know what I mean? It's like, it doesn't make any, you wouldn't sit down with Hitler at dinner.
That's the thing about Trump though.
But Trump and
Trump
Kamala
means that shit. Trump, Rosie.
Whoa.
Because like Trump will be like, Rosie, she's a pig.
Yeah.
She's unbelievable. Like, and then he'll double down on that shit. Like, you know, you don't see him hanging out with Rosie the next day.
But that's because Rosie doesn't want to hang out with him.
True, but if he had to,
I can picture him just being like, hey.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah.
You're great. You're beautiful.
You're a cutie patootie.
Dude.
She's a cutie patootie.
Yeah, he's fucking like, he sees past it. He's like, all right, whatever happened in the past, like, you know, whatever. So I was going to say, I think that if Trump wins, there'll be more civil unrest and like the outcry. But if Kamala wins, I think the MAGA people will be angry. But if it's decisive and like a landslide, then they'll just accept it.
Yeah.
They'll just be like, all right, like we just, they'll be pissed about it. They'll be talking shit. They'll be calling her the Antichrist.
They'll make it,
for a long time. But there won't be, I don't think there's going to be like a civil war.
Yeah.
But the question is, so I'm from Staten Island, right wing Republican MAGA country. but I live in Manhattan and I have all my liberals around me.
Yeah.
My liberal friends, I'm friends with all them. I live with them. They're my peers. So I'm kind of like torn in between two worlds, kind of like Jake Sully from Avatar. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, you know what Jake Sully is, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm supposed to like learn about the enemy and destroy them. But instead, like, I'm falling in love with them. They're my people. You know, I'm falling in love with a they, them. I'm like at gay pride parade, my shirt off. My Staten Island uncles would disown me.
Wait. So which part is the right, which part is the left? Is the avatar creature when you go to Manhattan and you're having kale chips?
The avatars are liberal because they're blue.
Yeah. So, and then your military is like, I'm in
the
Staten
military,
Island.
Military industrial in complex in Staten Island. I'm in the wheelchair. In Staten Island.
Sore from the fucking run.
Yes.
Yeah, bleeding in your gooch.
And then I go into a tanning bed.
Yeah.
And then I wake up at gay pride. And then I'm just with all my liberals.
You wake up and you're in fucking Stonewall Inn.
I'm in the West Village.
Green tea shots.
Hell yeah. I'm at Soho House drinking Manhattan specials.
Yeah, Sabrina Carpenter.
And Manhattan Wisconsin. Special is what, it's his nickname for what my boyfriend gives me.
Yeah. Nice rod in the hiney. Let's take a moment to talk about my sponsors. Okay. Let's get right into it.
So
that's hilarious, dude.
So, anyway, that's my life. So
Vinny Sully.
So I just don't know, like, if there is a civil war, I feel like I'd have to go back to the Staten Islanders because that's where the cops are.
Yeah.
That's where the firemen are. They have the guns.
Yeah.
They have guns there. You know what I mean? Like, what are the Manhattan? Like, I don't know. There's pros and cons of each. You know what I mean? I think that Staten Island, you got the tough guys. You got intel. I know, like, a lot of detectives there. They can be like, Vinny, get out of the city. Yeah, this is about to be bad. They heard it on the police scanner. And in Manhattan, you know, what are they going to do in Manhattan? They're going to be protesting.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
They're going to be like, look at our degrees.
Yeah.
Look at my finance degree.
Yeah.
But the Manhattan people are smart.
Smart.
Work smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I could be in the building with some tech guy that owns a private spaceship.
Yeah.
You ever see that movie with Leo, Don't Look Up?
No.
Like the Elon Musk figure in the movie is about the end of the world.
Okay.
And
Yeah. I seen it. Yeah.
And at the end of it,
they're all on the table's shaking and they're all just there.
But the Elon Musk guy takes all the elites away in a spaceship. So I'm saying I have more of a chance of that.
Yes.
In the city.
True.
You know what I mean?
True. Money transferring, funds, stock exchange, all the money's in Manhattan, but you know, the strength is in Staten Island.
Right.
The brute force is in Staten Island.
Yeah.
All the taxi drivers go back to park their car
in Staten Island. That's right.
So
there's going to be no rides.
It's going to be no rides. I mean, Manhattan could still commute. They got that powerful subway.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, it's going to be that would be wild.
But we got in Manhattan, you do have like, you got the Intrepid.
Yeah.
I feel like it could be like Independence Day.
Yeah.
You ever see Independence Day when they like...
Classic. I need to see it again, but classic.
Well, at the end of it, they took like the old spaceship and they got it up and running again.
Okay.
Because I don't know, on the Intrepid, I think those are old.
Yeah, it's a museum. Isn't it? I thought it was wax figures.
No.
I thought Intrepid was like toys.
No. Those
like toy model ship?
That's a real boat.
Oh, okay.
It's still floating.
I thought it was a restaurant.
No, there's...
I thought it was called the frying pan. That's not the restaurant.
I think that is there too. There's a restaurant over there. It's like lobster on the water.
I saw it on Groupon.
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking
about, Vinny?
No. There's like,
but no, they have like a naval. They have naval ships there.
Right.
Like naval, like so, little. Yeah.
So what can happen is, you know, no one's in the city is going to know how to fly them.
Yeah.
But at least they'll be there. So you find somebody that knows how to fly the plane. They go into the Intrepid. They rub two wires together. They're like, okay, it's working again.
Yeah.
Now we got a B-57 bomber.
Yes.
That's, you know, now what? Now what, Staten Island?
You get a Dominican from Dykeman. He hot wires it. Next thing you know, he's driving recklessly.
Yes.
And yeah.
So what's the Staten Islander going to do to the B-57? Nothing.
Nothing.
So I don't know. Pat, who are you taking, Staten Island or Manhattan Liberals?
Staten Island all day.
Damn, what are the power? But then we forget.
Staten Island will fucking blow up the bridges themselves.
Well, Staten Island has all the cops and firefighters and all the guns.
True, but we forget.
No, but I'm saying, but like, I got the smart geniuses and shit. I got the guy that's going to like find the cure to the zombie disease.
Yeah, they don't know how to fight.
They don't know how to fight, but you need the doctor.
You need the cure. You need a doctor.
You need science.
And we're forgetting
doctors in Staten
Island. And you're also forgetting
doctors
about,
in Staten Island. My doctor in Staten Island was a fucking fat guy that smoked cigarettes.
Yeah, that's where I get the Valium from. Listen, we're forgetting about Dykeman in Harlem. We're forgetting about manpower. I'm forgetting because I don't even know what they are.
Liberal?
I don't know.
I seen Trump in that barbershop. No, I'm talking about Dykeman
and liberal. So the Dominican business owners are they fuck with Trump.
They fuck with Trump, right?
They fuck with Trump because they're business owners. They're very sarcastic and they'll be like, fuck it, man, Trump. Cancel their throat.
Like he's a comedian.
Yeah, they kind of all right. And Biden, they kind of like looking at him like, man, it's from viejito. He's old. Like, this old guy.
Right.
I want money, my business and stuff like that. And the Dominican dudes are powerful. And in Harlem, you got all our black brothers and sisters out there who are also powerful.
Right. I wasn't open in the Civil War to the
I'm getting real racial. Sorry.
Yeah. Now we got too many facts.
I'm like, all the gays in Manhattan.
Yeah. All the gays. The hipsters in Brooklyn are going to be singing a song.
Yeah, they're going to be the ones. They're going to be the first ones whacked.
We remember.
Yeah. And then Mo Mozzarella is going to pop up and start batting down. The other guy with the Diet Coke. They're the first ones out. Manhattan is out.
Williamsburg is out.
Williamsburg is out. Williamsburg is done, dude.
Only thing is going to be left standing is Anthony and Son's panini shop.
Yeah.
That's where all the growing up Italian.
Yeah. That would be wild, man. That would be wild. Wasn't there a movie that came out, Civil War? I didn't see it.
Yeah, it was horrible. It was like a movie called Civil War, and it was about like one guy just like having a rough time.
Really?
like not even in the Civil War, just like in his life. The Civil War was just like happening in the background, and it was so fucking stupid. Okay. All right, so... Damn. There's pros and cons on each side. You know, maybe I'll just like kind of. I'm Jake Sully. I'm gonna try. I'm a uniter.
It's you.
That's the thing.
You gotta fix this, man.
I'm Sully. I'm bringing them together. I'm like, guys, we don't have to fight.
Yeah, let's love. Let's make love.
We don't have to fight. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You have to figure it out, man.
Yeah.
You have to build an Avengers of all hot chicks from all different boroughs.
Yes. That is the thing about my shows, too, is that the demographic is so crazy because Jersey Shore was just like so apolitical that when we went to Stress Factory, it was funny because I'd make like a Trump joke and people would laugh.
Dude.
But then I had like some lesbians in the front.
You had like two hot black lesbians. You had a bunch of tortas. You had Matt. You had white chicks. It was
crazy.
You
know better than everybody because you can get to know them all.
Dude, it was crazy. A lot of guys, you know, a lot of like straight dudes, you know what I mean? You would think a couple gay dudes would come out for Vinny.
Oh,
a lot of straight dudes.
Yeah, there are some. the gay guys are in my dressing room.
Yeah, the gay guys are in the green room. You're looking at them right here. Definitely. That's one of the awesome things about your shows is everybody there. It's a cool mix of people, man. Definitely leaning towards women. Like a lot of chicks, obviously. Yeah. Shorties. But it was all different types.
Yeah. I got to get back on the fucking stage, bro. I didn't do comedy all throughout the marathon and shit. Because I was going to bed so early and kind of just like wanted to focus on that. So
It's good. You get a little fresh. It's okay.
A little fresh. Okay. Yeah. You can't. Just getting back on the horse. If I can do it with the running, I could do it with fucking comedy.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, we don't know who the president's going to be. We're going to find out. We're going to see. Either way, that's my president.
Either way, that's my mother. That's my motherfucking president.
Exactly. Is that from a video?
You ever see the meme where Donald Trump sends the money and there's like a black dude with a gun and he's like, "That's my motherfucking president," and he's got the money,
that's hilarious. But seriously,
we clipped that out.
Okay, that was weird. That's my Prezi.
There we go,
President Harris.
We might have legal recreational marijuana. Who knows? We might have. Who knows what we're gonna have?
Yeah. All right. Well. Also. Okay. So. That's happening, but I guess we can react to what happened recently in the election kind of pop culture events, which is, first of all, I think SNL has been, I like what they're doing. I thought they were going to be like super liberal and woke and everything, but they kind of make fun of everybody. They make fun of both sides.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, they read the memo. It's like... They got Shane Gillis on. They're doing this. There's comics. They're hitting everybody. They got all the...
Yeah.
They're pulling out. Yeah.
Because Kamala went on... SNL.
She did the mirror sketch with Maya Rudolph, which was funny.
So, like, I think Elon Musk tweeted, like, oh, how come you're having one presidential candidate on, like, a couple days before the election? But it's like, I think Rogan on Trump is way more powerful than Kamala on SNL.
True. And it
they're
also
both
seems
major.
Correct. Yeah.
They're both major. But I'm saying she got her thing. She got her major platform.
Yeah.
He has his major platform.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's like home games. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he went his home, which is going to be Rogan podcast, whatever.
Right.
She went her home NBC Saturday, you know, improv.
So it all evens out.
I think, right? I think it's fair for the most part.
All right, you want to pull up the Glorilla? Because one thing I will say is that her rallies are lit.
Her Glorilla is the first song on my playlist right now. Glorilla is on fire.
Let him cook.
Let him cook. And she's got the, glow.
So let's watch some of this. This was Glorilla performing at the last Harris Waltz.
It's 7 p.m.
Hey.
It's 95 degrees.
Hey.
I ain't got no hitter, and no hitter ain't that.
Okay.
I'm about to show my these hitters love her. How to, is that your man?
I like looking at the people in the background. You can't see the people in this video. Oh, wait, look at them. They're like, we're political science majors.
Is the guy wearing a Big Bang Theory graphic tee?
Bro, to be at a... Think of who's the usual Glorilla audience.
Just a bunch of fucking young teenagers.
Glorillas.
Yeah.
Are just like,
hey. Houston.
These people came to watch, like, Michelle Obama give a fucking inspirational speech.
I'm out here with my flow. 90 degree.
You like Glorilla? I think Glorilla is pretty fun. I like her better than Cardi. I don't really... Something always was off. Because, first of all, like, when it comes to female hip-hop, I think there's no one can touch Nicki Minaj. I think Nicki Minaj is so authentic. You could tell she writes her own shit. I think Cardi is, like, an amazing personality that they turned into a rapper. And don't get me wrong, rapping is hard. So I'm not saying what she does is easy. But you could tell that, like, I feel like she's reading a song that, like, someone else produced and wrote. Which, again, execution, I mean, everyone does that. But Nicki, like, I can feel it coming from, like, these are my shit. Like she, like, rides the beat more. You know what I mean?
I think they all stand out because they all have their different flows, right? And I think Nicki started. I think
stop being politically correct.
No. I'm being honest because
you're fighting with the liberals.
I'm being honest because I like Cardi. Like Nicki, I think she sold out.
Do you like Cardi's personality?
I like Cardi's rap style. I like her flows. I like her fucking. I think Cardi was catchy when Cardi first came out. You know,
but it was Bodak Yellow.
Bodak Yellow,
took
but then
the
after,
whole flow,
yeah.
from Kodak Black. That your first hit can't be an entire song where the whole rhythm and cadence was made by another rapper.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think I like her kind of like Bronx fucking aggression. Like,
no,
I think she's got like
hilarious.
A hard. Yeah, no, she's. I think she's very funny too, and I think she's got a great character from movies and all this shit, which is why I think she's successful. She did Drug Guys, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's
she
a little bit.
Pull a little bit of a Cosby.
Why are you doing? Trump?
She did do Cosby. She's kind of a female Cosby.
Yeah,
but I do. But she was a stripper, and it is what it is. You know, she was in that
okay,
setting.
Let's change.
I like Cardi. I like Cardi. I like Cardi.
You're just going down the weirdest wormhole ever.
I don't.
Why is it okay for strippers to drug guys? He's like, it's all right. She gets a pass.
I'm giving pros and cons.
Yeah.
I don't. I like Cardi's rap.
I love Sexy Red.
I think she's kind of. If it's like Megan, Gorilla, and Sexy, Sexy's on the bottom. Megan Thee Stallion is the queen bitch.
Hell no.
The best.
Hell no. First of all, I'm in love with Megan Thee Stallion.
Yes, okay? I'm saying. Yeah, so she's the best.
If this was like who had a marry contest, it would be Meg Thee Stallion.
Did you see her last Instagram video that came out? With Texas one, where she puts the curtains open?
No.
Just look at Megan, just have it in the back ready.
Okay, I'll watch it.
You don't think her rap, okay, so.
Love Meg Thee Stallion. Nah, like she does like Texas rap. It's like very like. It's like old school hip hop. It's like, my name is Megan and I'm here to say. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I'm sorry I'm going against you. That's why.
No, that's okay. It's okay. It's okay. These are the arguments that I miss.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Not like you're a fucking Nazi, you're a communist.
No.
Okay, people, today's episode is brought to you by Tushy. Let me tell you something about Tushy, guys. Before they even sponsored this podcast, I was in love with Tushy. I was looking up how to get a Tushy because I'm active in these streets and sometimes the toilet paper does not cut it for me. With Tushy, you can turn any toilet bowl into a fancy bidet. You don't need an electrician. You don't need a plumber. It's easy to install. And I have three bathrooms in here. I already have one Tushy. I want to have three Tushies in this house. It sounds a little weird. But yeah, I mean, I'm a runner. I go running every day. And, you know, sometimes you got to just prepare. You got to prepare because you get a lot of dampness and things happening down there, but not with Tushy, because Tushy, there's like a power nozzle that just gets it off. And it's amazing. I recommend it to everybody. If you want to turn any toilet seat into a bidet, you got to get Tushy, okay? Smart spray nozzle. It's a game changer. It's a game changer for your health. We don't want to just spread around bacteria with toilet paper. We want to actually get rid of the bacteria. And this is how you do it. So yeah, they sent me a t-shirt that says, ask me about my butthole. And I'm telling you about my butthole right now. My butthole has never felt fresher and cleaner because of Tushy. All right, guys, let's do the call to action. Feel shower fresh when you need it the most. And join the 2 million butts who are already switched to Tushy. For a limited time, our listeners get 10% off their first bidet order when they use code VINNY at checkout. That's 10% off your first bidet order at HelloTushy.com with promo code VINNY. That's HelloTushy.com with promo code VINNY. Get your Tushy bidet today. You will not regret it. Your butthole will thank you later.
Let's talk about hot chicks.
Oh my god, I love
this. Wait, fresh, no makeup.
Oh no, she's
the
she's
woman is stunning.
Insane.
That's the one.
That's the one. And there's a little. And oh, the best in. Part of it is the ending.
He has to log in.
Nicki Minaj to me, she kind of just became like, I'll put the float, I'll put the pate, bleep, bleep, beep. And I'm like, get crazy. The fuck out of here.
You're crazy. She's get insane. Fuck she can change up here. Her fucking cadence, her flow, her accent. You can't teach that shit. Meg is doing like a, it's coming from the heart. I feel like she's writing it, but it's very like whatever. I shouldn't say this because whatever. She'll never fuck me anyway. But Sexy Red is like her own league. Like, you know what I mean? Like, get it sexy.
Get it sexy.
She got
ass super fat.
She got bops.
Yeah.
She got fucking bops. Glorilla's kind of just like floating in between. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not like crazy taken aback by her, but I'm happy that she's still in the zeitgeist.
Yeah. She's new though. She's just getting this.
Not really.
This is her.
A couple of years ago, she got like, she was the first one, I feel, even before Sexy Red, that was like, this is crazy, like ratchet, like holding guns out of cars and like in the hood rap.
Glorilla?
Yeah, Glorilla. Yeah.
I know that.
And then I could have it wrong. Was Sexy Red first?
I've heard of Sexy Red before I heard of Glorilla.
Okay.
But Sexy Red was kind of like ratchet Instagram videos, shaking ass.
My she's baby, got porn. I've baby seen her. Daddy.
Yeah, she's got like leaked porn
Does
and
she?
All this. Yeah.
Oh,
I'll send you the link. She's got all that
Hell
stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, and then. Shit. And then, but Glorilla was like kind of mainstream. She had like a couple big hits. I think she was on the road with Megan and stuff, opening for Megan.
Speaking of leaked porn, we got to watch that video. We got to watch the hot dog one.
Oh, yeah, we're. But yeah, but I oh, here it is.
Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, was this the porn star one? It's small. You can't see it.
I guess it's safe to say Nikki's the richest.
Oh, are these the porn stars?
No, that's the one that you sent me, which is great, too.
I didn't know about this. So what are they doing? They have to...
You wrap a hot dog behind you. You wrap a hot dog
behind
your waist.
Oh, that girl got it. Yeah.
I've never seen any of them be successful. I've watched 700.
Oh, that girl had it.
Bam. Right in the...
Ooh. Oh, this girl got a good hip thrust.
This is incredible.
Oh, hell yeah. She's going to get it.
Nope.
Oh, right over the head. Right over the head. We should do that. I'm going to do that.
Oh, well, let's do it. That'd be fun. I'm going to get it the first try.
Nah, but the Kamala shit is, those concerts are fire. I just like looking at the people in the background. Trump don't really have music like that.
Yeah, no.
He has the guy singing like YMCA.
Yeah, he's got the village people, but it's just Kid Rock. Yeah. No, yeah. The
MSG shit, there was a fucking like the girl who sang the national anthem was amazing. Fucking like she was had to be like a Broadway star or something because her shit was fucking insanity.
That's awesome. That's all. That's
I don't
that's
think they show. Classic. I don't think they aired that. I don't even know. I don't know. Was it aired? I don't know what the fuck. Was it a TV show? I don't know. How long have we been going? An hour?
50.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Anything else? I think we did the marathon. We did the state of the world.
State of the world. You're recovering.
I'm recovering.
Female rappers.
Eat some more pizza. Female rappers.
Superman over here.
Oh, this was that video of there was a brawl at the game, right?
Oh, my goodness.
What game was this? Georgia State or some shit?
Horrible.
Are being opened. As such, the agency will not comment until all facts are known and the reviews have been completed, guys.
Bro. Whoa. Watch this shit.
The Florida Sheriff's Office says it's reviewing multiple violent altercations between police and fans at the Georgia-Florida football game on Saturday.
They're going in.
Jeremy Williamson says he recorded this video in the second quarter after an argument over verifying the fan's digital ticket.
Oh,
made contact with this man. And when
what
he
is
said,
he doing?
I don't know.
Is he on, he's in a K-hole.
He got tasered.
Oh, he got tasered.
That wasn't the only altercation at the stadium.
Twice.
That's crazy. So you get tasered and then like now you don't know what the fuck you're doing. Like you're trying to,
yeah.
You're trying to get your nervous system back and throw punches, but you're doing it to the air.
I thought he was doing this, the Fortnite dance for a second.
All right. I will say I have two sides of this. So obviously the optics are bad. I do have to see the full context cause I'm tired of clickbait. So I don't know if these motherfuckers were like pulling out knives first or something. I'm not saying they were. But you don't know the context. But however, obviously, this looks like an excessive use of force. But I will say, I do like, this is a kind of like a side note. I do like when cops like kind of square up before taking out their fucking weapons.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. Let's shoot the fair one.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And fucking throw fists.
Yeah.
That's crazy because they have a gun.
True.
And sometimes they pull that shit out too quickly.
Yeah. Let's keep it old school. Let's fight.
Let's keep it old school.
Fisticuffs.
Let's fight. They're brawling in the stands like fucking fans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure. But first off, I was that guy a cop or security? Like, I don't know
those
if he
were
was.
Cops.
Those were cop cops.
Those were cops.
Those were like Georgia cops.
Yeah, those were cops.
Fighting me. That guy looked like an old man.
The first guy?
That second guy. The first guy had looked like Duck Dynasty. The second guy, yeah. He was like, had a big ball patch. Like,
oh, Duck Dynasty was pretty big.
Duck Dynasty was big.
And they tased them first.
What I read was it was because they were in the wrong seats.
Yeah, but they probably said you got to move. Then the guy at Duck Dynasty was probably like, suck my dick, bitch.
And then you just start clobbering him?
No, there's more steps escalate till then. Now, don't get me wrong. The cop, if that cop just started punching him,
that is
he
like
should be
brain damage.
Criminally charged and filed. And you know what I'm saying? But nobody knows what happened. It was just like a crazy fucking situation. We don't know what happened. I don't take either side. All I'm saying is I kind of like when cops shoot the fair one a little bit more. But they also have to be careful too because someone can take their gun. They
of
can
put, course.
I feel like
course.
It is kind of, it might be more dangerous like get on top of a guy like that because now he has access to your weapons and shit.
For sure. It just seems like they weren't throwing punches, those guys.
Yeah.
I'm leaning a little bit towards the guys who are enjoying the show.
Yeah, yeah.
But I am for sure the show because it just seemed like they were like resisting, but they weren't like trying to punch the cops. And that cop was clobbering the back of his skull. Like that one dude was fighting two different guys. Like he was on one. Something happened that day. He was tight.
Yeah, his wife pissed him off.
Something happened.
That morning. But
he was clobbering him. Can I see it again? Can I see?
Yeah, let's see if we
like
learn,
zoom in.
Maybe we learn any more intel.
He's like, I don't know anything. I'm just gonna say that this. I don't know.
I don't take. So I don't a stand.
I'm not
just,
taking a stand.
I'm just saying. I'm seeing what I see. Okay, so.
Okay, this.
So you don't know what that guy looks like on the floor.
These guys are done.
Hammer fisting him. How far apart was this from that?
It looked a little brighter.
Do all these guys know each other?
Yeah.
I will say this looks stupid on the cop's part because.
Ooh.
What if one of his boys or some shit, like jumps in? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you have the whole stadium against you.
So, what makes it okay? What makes?
I'm not saying it's okay, but stop fighting the cop.
So, like, if this guy's a drunk asshole ruining the show, I think it's okay. If he's ruining the game,
we don't know. Like, this guy's old, but he's still fighting.
Yeah.
Like, just fucking stop fighting
right there, dude. Like, what is?
Stop fighting the fucking cop.
Yeah.
And it's messy. Policing is messy.
For sure.
They have to be the guys that go in there and remove the drunk assholes.
For sure.
And then when the drunk assholes say no, then they have to like be like, okay, what do we do next?
True.
You know what I'm saying? It's like those people. Remember when that Asian guy got dragged out on the United flight?
That was the funny. He's like, just kill me. Just kill me. Just kill me. You remember that? They're dragging him and he's like, just kill me.
Yeah. He wouldn't get up and move.
Yeah.
So they're just fucking like pulling them through the aisle.
That was hysterical.
Like, it's funny how much it kind of like rarely never gets to that point.
Yeah.
Like usually there's enough de-escalation and verbal stuff But, you know, who knows? Who knows if, who knows? Maybe the cops didn't do enough of that.
Who knows?
Or maybe they tried it and then eventually the guys were like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and now,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
the cops were like,
all right,
Sonny from Bronx Tale. And they were like, yeah, now you can't.
Now
leave.
You can't leave.
You know? Yeah. Let's fucking fight.
Yeah,
throw fists.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Damn.
All right, guys. We'll have a lot to talk about in future episodes because we'll have new presidents. But thanks for tuning in. Follow at Comic Mike Figs.
Yeah, I'm at Comic Mike Figs. You already know. Just follow me. Just subscribe to the Instagram. You
subscribe
see me?
To Instagram.
You see the clips? Fucking click the Instagram, baby.
Hell yeah. And thank you. Like, share, and subscribe. Thanks for all the people that came out to the marathon. Thanks for all the support. It means a lot. And love you guys. See you next week. Peace. Thanks, Patty Clips. And thank you to The Stand for using their great studios over here.
What's up, guys? If you like the episode, please make sure to like, subscribe, and comment. We are building this thing from the ground up, so we need your help, and hopefully we can make this really big one day. Love you.